Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W.,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Real Talk Atlanta. We are your hosts, Nika W.,
River the Realtor.
I'm Ashley LeRae.
And I'm Taisha Renee.
And we're back with another hot episode with my favorite girls. What's up, ladies?
What's up, girlfriend?
Not mine.
What's going on? How you know guys been feeling?
I'm vibing, chilling, and
doing what needs to be done.
I think that's the quote.
Doing what needs to be done.
How's real estate treating you guys?
Real estate.
It's been beating me up.
It's honestly treating me like I'm its daughter. Not
that.
Being reprimanded.
Oh, princess, not the real estate.
Oh,
now I wasn't going there with that, but not, I was once I say, like, you know, they're trying to fun me. It's in my face. It's yelling. It's doing all the things that parents do.
Okay. That's what I love about real estate, because I feel like we have our seasons, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You're going to go through your seasons, good and bad. You know, you have the winter, summer, autumn, and all that. So you need to get it right. I love real estate.
Name of the game.
But I'm excited for this episode because we have breaking news.
This is big
for our buyers who are struggling in this market, for our buyers that want, if home ownership is their dream, this episode is for you. I literally want to tell you guys to really pay attention to the gems that we're going to be dropping today and take notes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Get the notepad out.
All right, you guys. So we are announcing, right, this new loan program called Closing the Gap. I know you guys, you probably read the articles. If you haven't, Black Enterprise came out with an article a few weeks ago about this new loan program that was released by Legacy Home Loans, mm-hmm. which is the first led black mortgage company firm here in the United States with this program.
Mm-hmm.
Closing the Gap.
Can we just cheers real quick?
Let's cheers to that.
This was made really by us for us.
Oh, I love that.
To benefit us, and I love that.
I love that. As we all know, the CEO, Ben mm-hmm. Slayton, who's the president and founder of Legacy Home Loans.
Let's get into him. He's a mogul.
Okay. He's an icon.
Before we even give you the details on the loan, let's talk about the person who was bringing this heat.
Ben is just like a legend.
Yes, mm-hmm. literally. He was the first Black realtor.
Mm-hmm. First Black realtor.
And what year was that?
1964. Yeah, 1964. And it's a big thing. And most people don't really know about him.
I understand that realtors are designation.
Yeah.
So like when you say realtor, it's like that's a major designation.
Yeah,
it's part of your title as a person. We are all realtors, but to be the first Black anything, it's iconic.
Okay. Because Black people weren't able to be realtors.
Right.
So that's groundbreaking. Our
homeowners.
Yeah.
Because
this
is why this loan program is here, because they called it Closing the Gap because we are still, African Americans are still at a 30% gap lower than other minority communities. Like Hispanics are at a 50%. And we're still at a 30%. And I really wanted to talk about, like, why do you guys think that? Apart from, you know, like, the other stuff as far as, like, racism back in the day and things like that. But I really think it's a mindset thing as well.
Stubborn. When
it comes, yeah, being stubborn to home ownership and always thinking, like, it's a catch to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Close-minded. Because you probably have heard one story or two stories, but when opportunities like this present themselves, like, I feel like we as Black people always think, oh, it has to be a scam.
Yeah, it has to be a scam.
You always look for the negative in something, you're never going to prosper. Like, mm-hmm. there has been many opportunities where we could have, you know, increased the Black home ownership, but they rather go, you know, unfortunately, go buy a BMW that depreciates immediately after you leave the lot versus going into investing in that property.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the BMW. And like I always say.
Right. And knowing the importance of real estate. So now this loan program is here. You guys have another opportunity to make home ownership attainable, and this was Ben Slayton's mission, is mm-hmm. to make home ownership attainable for, especially for us African Americans here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So,
and you know
today,
what?
Go ahead.
I gotta say something real quick because I feel like the public health
you
is like
okay,
should
okay, it,
preach.
Because of course, I feel like we as minorities, we do have a certain mindset, but even it's systematic.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is something that is even like beyond us. Like I saw an article that said if it was a Black person and a white person going for like the same home, they have the same income, the white person's going to get approved and the Black person's going to get denied. Like, this is something that's systematic, and it's happening in mostly, like, Black neighborhoods and areas, which is a great thing because this program is in all of those big Black cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Philly, Memphis, like, a ton of cities. So.
Baltimore,
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to know, like, this is one of those programs that really is going to impact our community, right? This is a special purpose credit program, and these programs are, you know, under that Equal Opportunity Act. It literally is designed for people who are usually discriminated against based on race, based on systematic issues, like Ashley just thought of, to bridge that gap and help home ownership be attainable. Because in our community, I think we are, you know, we're conditioned to believe that
home ownership is bad.
It's not attainable. There's so many people that's like, I can't own a home, and they don't even know why they're saying this.
Right.
This program, I really think it does what it says. It's bridging the gap.
Absolutely.
I'm thirsty.
We're going to get into it, you guys. We're going to get into it, why we feel like this is... not what we feel, why this is a really, really good program for you guys. And let's talk about, like, how are you eligible? Okay, so this loan program is called Closing the Gap again, and it only requires 1%. Have you guys
Say that ever- again?
1%.
1%.
Whoa.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, what is the casual minimum?
It's usually 3 to 5%. And you can pay more if you want, but it's 1% minimum.
And that's big, because then that cuts your closing, you know, the cash to close a little bit less. But also, it's really going to be focused on those areas where African-American population is 51% or more. But it doesn't limit you to where you want to go out and purchase.
And I
want
to reiterate, because Ashley said the cities are ready, but to reiterate, that's Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Memphis, and Philly.
Those are the starting cities that he's that are currently going to be in.
They'll be expanding over time.
Over time, they're going to be expanding. And I know I've heard his interview, and he's saying, you know, they have to try out. They have to prove that this is going to work. And a part of it is us African-Americans, we have to do our duties to show up and support for these type of programs, which means participate in it and take advantage of it, so we can prove to people that, yes, it's not just a mindset thing. And I feel like, you know, in the next 3 years, we're going to see.
I personally like the pilot cities that they chose, right? Because I feel like there's a Black population almost everywhere. But when you start thinking about the inner city, when you think about a Chicago, when you think about a Baltimore, a Philly, a Memphis, like, I hate to say it, but, like, when you think about your favorite rapper, they from these places. They talk about being from the trenches and being from these places, but that's why. These is really where, like, inner city Black people are not able to afford a home. So I personally, I love these pilot cities. I feel like they went for the jugular. They went for where we need the most help.
They came in strong, I will say. And what I do love, of course, 1% isn't that hard to save up for, but this program does offer counseling services, both pre- and post-closing,
which is essential, especially if you don't know how to save, or if you're having trouble, like, paying your bills on time or saving to pay those bills. There's someone that will be there to assist you and help you.
Yeah, I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because I know that he said that, you know, the post-counseling does include where you go, and they see that, you know, you the time that you paid your last mortgage is not the same as you paid the new mortgage. They're going to call you and kind of assist you, like, what's going on? You know, like, the mission here is to make sure it's sustainable, that not only you are able to afford the home when you buy it, but also can keep your home.
It's one thing to close the loan. It's another thing to be able to afford the home and longevity. So I love the fact, like you said, the pre-counseling to help you with the down payment. The post to make sure you keep up with the payments. But they're even offering stuff like free home warranties.
Let's talk about all the free stuff that come up front.
What's Oprah's thing? You'll get it. This is, like, on Oprah's favorite things. They're really throwing out everything.
I know it's, like, a free appraisal. That's saving you, what, $500 to $700, depending on the loan. Free home warranty, another $500 to $700 or more. That you're saving up front. What else is it?
Well, and that's also helping you save money on the back end, right? You have that home warranty to cover your home, and one of your systems goes out, one of your appliances, that free warranty is going to provide you a free service, more money that you don't have to come out of pocket for.
Those HVACs, the furnaces, they cover all those major appliances. So
And they're reimbursing you 1% that goes towards your title costs.
Which is like $1,000 towards your title insurance, which you will have to pay all that out of pocket. So when we're saying that this loan program is really, really good, we really mean it, because regular buyers right now will have to go through that and pay that out of pocket for themselves. Now that we went over, you know, like, the free stuff, right? Now I know that you guys want to know, how are you eligible for this program? So eligibility will be based on where you live in these cities. You know, they have a list of zip codes that you're going to when you're applying for the program that they're going to run by. And if you live in the zip code, then you can go ahead and purchase. And, you're eligible, of course. And the minimum credit score is a 620.
Mm-hmm. But wait, in that zip code, you don't have to purchase in that zip code. You don't have to purchase. Live there, mm-hmm. But you can purchase anywhere.
And that's the difference because you're not stuck to a specific area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's big because
I'm so happy. If you live in one of those zip codes right now, I'm not going to say it's a fact, but it is very likely that you may be affected by the conditions of that neighborhood. You might be living in poverty, and I just hate to say that, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're saying, like, we're not going to say because you're here, you have to buy here and you have to stay in this condition.
Yeah.
You're here, you're probably a victim of the situation, but we're going to help you get out of it and purchase somewhere to kind of continue moving the needle, move it forward. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. We get in these neighborhoods and we can't afford to get out.
They're
giving you a way that if you started here, we're going to help you get out and move the needle a little bit forward. So
and have access to better school systems, better stuff like that. Like, you know, it's good.
What else I love about the program, because of course it's helping people in those communities, but there are also Black people who are pretty well off and who are still living in certain communities that are on that zip code. So they're not just helping people who are underserved, but they're helping people who, you know, have the means to. All black people, you know. That's a really big thing. So with that, there's no income restrictions.
Yeah, there's no income limit.
A lot of programs, they have income restrictions. You can't make past this amount to qualify, but you can make no money, a lot of money,
$300,000,
and you will still qualify.
I think that's a good thing to know too, because the first thing I thought about was like FAFSA.
Right.
Okay, with FAFSA, if your household is making $100,000, that sounds like a lot. But if your mom has 6 kids and one got braces and one in private school, all these different things. But these are expensive things. I'm serious. They don't take into account. So, on paper, you make a lot of money, but your expenses are so much. Now, you're not helping those kids go to college because their parents make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
So, removing that income requirement because you don't know how much of that income is going out to take care of people, families, and stuff like that. Like, those are the nuggets. Like,
it's the program for everybody.
For everyone. And I posted this on social media, and I've got a couple.
I love that video.
We gotta let the people know, and it was so important for me to do that. But a lot of questions had been raised for that. So the first one that we had was, is it a FHA or a conventional loan? This program is a conventional loan. It's still gonna have a mortgage, a PMI. So keep that in mind, but the rates fluctuates on that, so keep that in mind. It's a conventional loan. And also, as far as the interest rates, when you're purchasing a home, you have your upfront cost, and then you have to also worry about your mortgage rates. To be honest, the interest rates are going to be raw interest rates, which means it's going to be dictated by the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the higher credit score that you can have, and this is why credit, what?
It's king. Credit is important than blowing money at a strip club.
Credit. Shout out to Jay-Z.
And that's where it goes back to, because I did have a buyer. I went and sent her the video, and she's like, oh my God, like, what are the requirements? And her thing, and this is why she's, we haven't moved forward with her, is because her credit score, she has the cash, she has everything, but the credit score is low. Mm-hmm. So this is where, again, you have to keep up with your credit score, which, go back to a program, you have to have a 620 credit 620 score.
Minimum,
the better the credit score, the better the interest rate.
And that's
every real estate transaction, every loan.
And something else to keep in mind, because as we all know, but buyers may not know, like lenders, they may require you to have a certain amount of reserves in your bank account, saying you need to have X amount of dollars saved. Mm-hmm. So if your DTI is a little bit higher, they did say they may. Of course, lending, it's not black and white, right? Mm-hmm. It's very situational. It depends on the case and the person, but they may also require you, if your DTI is a little too high, if like your bills are, 50% of your income, then you may have to have some savings in your account. But it just depends. You won't know until you apply.
And I think it's fair, right? It's to be able to afford it.
Right.
If you have issues with your assets and reserves right now, maybe buying a home won't be feasible. So I feel like I like that they're looking at things in longevity, making sure that today's purchase is not going to affect, tomorrow's
your
situation.
Your livelihood,
right? Because anything could happen. Life happens,
Literally.
So
yeah, definitely.
Be prepared.
Okay, so we're talking about requirements. So now I want to do a quick little recap so far of the points that we've made, right, on how you to be eligible for this program. We talk about the credit score, which has to be a minimum of 620. We talked about the cities, right? You have to be in a certain zip codes, income limits.
Which are none.
Which are none. So that's good. And also, another requirement is you have to be a first-time home buyer, a second-time home buyer. And the second-time home buyer, you guys, is if you have not, let's say you sold your house and for 3 years you've been renting, after that 3 years you're considered as another,
or know, even if you like went into hard times, if your home foreclosed or something within the past 3 years, then yes, you it kind of start over, so you would be considered a first time home buyer again.
Yeah, so that's really, really good, because then again, is making it attainable for those who have not been able to purchase right now. Okay. So now we get into, you know, what are the requirements again that they're looking at as far as like your credit score, but also they're looking at your rent and things like that, that you're paying it on time.
Yes. Please make your payments on time, y'all.
So they look at other factors too outside of just that. Like they will take your previous rent payments and all that. That's great.
I feel like the credit guidelines are almost similar to like the regular loan products that we work with. They want to see you have on-time payments. They want to see, like, you know, rent, car notes, just anything previously, just to show that you're a viable candidate. I think it's important to know, like, they want to help you, but they also have to protect themselves. Like, you're not going to give somebody give somebody $500,000 who doesn't have a track history of paying stuff back on time.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. So it has to make sense. So they check those things as regular part of the credit.
Especially if it's 1%.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Especially if you're giving us that much money up front. Hold on now.
Yeah, we have to look at it. And another thing I was reading as well, it has to be a single family home.
Yes.
Or a condo.
Yes. So that's
not an investment property.
Yes, not investment property.
Land.
No land. You cannot buy a land with it. I mean, this program is just like amazing.
It's for you to get a home and live there.
Yes, your primary residence. Yeah, and something else I do want to mention. Of course, the program is 1%, but you can put down more.
Yeah.
Obviously, the more you put down, the less your payments are going to be. So the minimum is 1%.
You have to make it what's more important to you, like we said, paying up front or paying on the back end.
Right.
So always keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think this really just is for, not is just for, but I think it influences more people who may not have as much saved up in assets.
Right.
So if you know you can cover a little bit more on the monthly, maybe you just got a promotion in your job, and you can take a bigger payment, but you just don't have enough up front to do that heavy, you know, closing costs or the down payment, this program is really for you. So
right.
Yeah. And also, not to mention, you are allowed to fund a multifamily. It just has to be between, you know, 1 or 4 units.
And that's going to be 5% down.
Yeah, it's a little bit more down. Yeah,
exactly.
But hey, that's still it.
That's still good.
A good program. So how do you guys feel like it's going to, you know, affect your business? I feel like it's
I'm excited.
Yeah. Not you,
I'm realtors.
I feel that. Like, I want to rub my hands like Birdman. I feel like I'm just extremely excited, y'all, because I love the fact that it's in Atlanta and Chicago. I can't emphasize it enough. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago, and I just feel like I have seen a lot of people in my neighborhood who I come to find now don't even own their homes, right? People who have been living in this same house for 40 years don't even own their home, and that's heartbreaking. I feel like looking back to where we come from, just knowing that home ownership was not attainable, and even when it did become attainable, nobody thought to reach back in these communities and let them know.
Right.
That breaks my heart. So I think more than anything, I am happy for my Atlanta buyers, but more so for my family back home, the people I grew up with, who really felt like, I'm going to just rent. They don't understand.
It just hits different.
That stuff is really hitting different. Like, I feel like my head is being knocked against the wall. This is like the American dream. And I feel like black people don't feel like we ever get our shot. Like,
This is your shot.
It's major.
I felt that when you said, like, it kind of breaks your heart. There are so many clients who have reached out to me. They want to purchase a home. That's something that they want to attain, and it's a goal. And then when they do a typical mortgage application, they're going through everything and they realize, like, whoa,
it's too much.
I don't think this is like way over my head. This is something I can't do at this moment. So it really does put a lot of people in the game. I'm so excited.
Right. What I love most is programs that are usually like this kind of like target just the black and brown communities, like, oh, we have deals in this area for anybody to just kind of come in. And to me, that just kind of sounds like gentrification, to be honest. Like, you just letting, so you basically about to sell these houses at a high price, and it's going to knock everybody out who's in there because they can no longer afford it. But I feel like with this program, with them targeting the areas that are like that, but getting them out of them and putting people in better situations.
Come on.
It just speaks volumes.
Yeah, it just speaks volumes.
It's like gentrification backwards.
Instead
of coming into our communities and changing what we're used to seeing, you are giving us the opportunity to go into the communities we always wanted to be in.
Right.
And live good and live better. Like, come on.
Right. We was in last place. Right. We about to be in first place.
Hell
now.
Yeah.
Right. I love it.
And another thing that's important I want to mention is that you cannot go and get this loan program through any other banks.
Yeah, lenders. It's only through.
It's only exclusive. Through Legacy Home Loans. And the perfect thing is us four realtors here, we have partnered with, you know, loan officers of this mortgage firm. Mm-hmm. So we can better help you reach your home buying goal.
Because, yeah, what did they say? The goal was $1 billion by the end of 2023. Yeah.
Okay, that's real quick. So let's use it.
$1 billion sound like a lot, but it really ain't.
Right.
When you think about all these cities and how big these cities are, that's really not a lot. And I know I want all of us to have a footprint on that $1 billion.
Yes, definitely.
I want them to spend that money.
Okay, the bag. Right. And keep in mind, though, even though it is $1 billion and it's a conventional loan, it still has the same conventional loan limits. So whatever the typical limits are in your city, that's easy to look up. Just type in conventional loan limits and wherever you live and you'll see
I think it's about 647.
Yes.
I thought it just went up.
It did just go
up.
For 2023. It's like in the sevens.
It did for 2023. You're right.
We have to drop that. But just so we're clear, when she says the price, not your income, the purchase price of the home.
Purchase price limits
in your county or in your city where you're from. So
you're not going to buy no multi-million-dollar home. No. There's a limit, like a cap to it. So.
But imagine buying a $700,000 home and only putting 1% down.
I can't imagine it.
Like, really take advantage of this program.
I wish I ain't buy my house.
Baby. Never too late. Well, you're a first time home buyer.
I see how many years.
Before we end this episode, we want to do a quick recap of this loan program. Again, you guys, this loan program is called Closing the Gap. It will be available for application the first week of October. So make sure you reach out to one of us to get connected with Legacy Home Loan. And so we can get you guys in your dream home.
I'm so excited for y'all.
For all of 1%.
It's a dream. So for the last segment of this episode with our realtor bae,
Miss Ashley Ray. I think she's starting
us down. She's feeling it now. Look at you.
I'm just let y'all introduce me. I'm still not gonna say it.
Girl,
so ahead. If this is your first time tuning into our show, we have a segment called the Question of the Day. So that's where we answer questions from you guys because we love to hear from you. So you can submit your questions to us on Instagram at Real Talk Atlanta or via email at realtalkatl@gmail.com. So I like this question today.
But remember to keep it cute.
Oh, yeah. That's the most important thing. When
keep
you
it cute.
Submit a question,
we've been skipping that part.
Keep it cute.
They've been doing good.
Right. Like, this question was cute today. So somebody asked, they said, we be looking good. The little closing outfits. They like how we dress. So they want to know.
Look, right.
From the neck up. Neck
down. We be
having
work from home here sometimes. Okay. Y'all don't know.
Little do they know. So someone asked, where do we get like our professional but cute clothes from?
Everywhere.
I just found a new shop, y'all.
What's where?
I'm ordering everything.
Are you dropping the gym?
You cannot
say they need to sponsor me.
What is it?
Cosmeos.
Do y'all know
what is that?
I think I've seen that.
But I did not.
I've seen that on
Cosmeos,
Instagram.
Cosmeos, they have really, really nice professional, like, it's giving.
Period.
It's giving.
What is it? Cosmeos?
It's giving luxury.
We'll put the link below.
Cosmeos.
I think I've seen that on Instagram.
They have really nice pieces. I just, my closing outfit.
Okay.
The internet.
Listen.
It's giving Rick Ross.
But yeah, go check them out. I love them.
That's nice.
Let me see for me. Well, I'm going to do that little TikTok. What they say? Dress from Pretty Little Things. Necklace from Forever 21. Wig, Color Me Amber. Face, Jenny Penny. No. I shop everywhere, y'all. I'm a pieces girl. I like to get my piece from everywhere. I really love shopping black owned. I'm actually doing a thing on my Instagram where I shout out some of like my favorite like black owned boutiques.
I love that.
But yeah, I'm a piece girl. I will say this, though. I love to get like a quick fix from Fashion Nova. If I know I got like 7 clients shopping, I will go order 20 blouses. For the low price of like $200.
Okay.
And girl, I have a button up for 1%. And be having button ups for days, because I feel like a lot of times we can't rewear our clothes, but if I'm doing content, I don't want y'all in my
face. I've seen that shirt before.
Right.
You are an outfit repeater.
You're going to see it again.
Right. As many times as I need.
So I do like the Pretty Little Thing Fashion Nova for some quick stuff. I like boutiques.
I cannot even lie. Most times when I buy something, it's quick. I'm waiting last minute. Like, I've probably been looking for stuff for like months, but I'm just like, oh, it's the time is why I don't have to get something. Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing. I love Zara.
They got 2-day shopping. That means
they do 2-day shipping. I like Zara. I do think Zara be
taking. Yeah, Zara is always a go to.
The same thing though. I like Fashion Nova, Zara. I mean, Zara for half the price. But I do love Zara. I get a good little vibe in there.
Yes, that is me. I'm not.
You do
really
love Zara.
I love Zara.
All your clothes from Zara.
My top from Zara.
Zara and IKEA.
My top from Zara.
Oh my God. Zara girl.
I'm not really
Zara
like
and IKEA. You gotta keep her out of
it. I am not like a. In like going to the mall type of girl. Oh, no. I just can't. Especially Lenny. No, ma'am. Oh, no. So, I mean, I will go to Zara. That's like the only store in the mall I'll go to.
Yeah, I just go to the mall to go to Zara. Mm-hmm.
I love JLux Label. I love.
You do
I
do. Love them.
I love them.
I know all your brands.
Naked Wardrobe, Revolve. Those are like the main
go
sites
ahead,
I
girl.
Shop
She's
on.
A shopper.
She's
girl.
Bougie.
She's shy. But also, you don't need designer to be fly. I feel like.
Yeah, that doesn't make you. How about whatever cute? I see something on Instagram. Right, it's about how you wear it. Yeah, it's about how you wear it. Thank you, girl, for the compliment. That was nice. Y'all are silly, bro. Alrighty, so this episode is coming to an end.
But definitely we will see you guys next week. Make sure you check out our social media. Like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube. Show us some love. It really does matter.
We will see y'all next month when the program launches.
Okay.
Hello. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you liked what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us, and let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.